This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Intense Israeli airstrikes hit the south of the Gaza Strip on Monday, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians, including in areas where Israel had told people to seek shelter, residents and journalists on the ground said. Israeli troops and tanks also pressed their ground campaign against U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants in the south of the enclave after having largely gained control of the now devastated north. Nigerian authorities said Monday a military airstrike targeting terrorists killed civilians there. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says 120 people were killed in the attack. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counter-terrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, that night when the incident occurred. The state government said Monday that search and rescue operations were still underway. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain sought to cut the number of migrants arriving in Britain through legal routes on Monday, raising the minimum salary they must earn in a job by a third after record net migration in 2022 piled pressure on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to act.
Migration to this country is far too high and needs to come down. And today we are taking more robust action than any other government before in order to bring this down.